David helps King Saul. One evening, not long after this, David's father told him that a strange sickness had come upon King Saul, their ruler. At times, he seemed so fierce that no one could go near him. Many times, the next day, David thought of his dear king. "If I were only near, perhaps I could help him," said the boy to himself. "I would not be afraid." While David was thinking about the king, some of the soldiers were talking together about his sickness. "What can we do?" asked one of them. "King Saul will not eat or sleep." "Perhaps music would help him," said the captain. "But who would dare to sing or play before him? The king may become very angry at anyone who goes near him." "Young David would not be afraid," said one of the soldiers. "He is not afraid of anything, and he has the sweetest voice you ever heard." "Bring the boy to me," said the captain. The next day, a soldier took David to the captain. The great soldier looked at the brave young boy and said, "David, it may be that I am doing wrong to send you before King Saul. He is so fierce sometimes that he may kill you." "I am not afraid," answered David. "I shall be glad to try to help our poor king." The king was sitting with bowed head when David entered the room and said gently, "I have come to sing and play for you, dear King Saul." But the king did not lift his head or speak.